Welcome to my house. It's Rosie on the house, and it's our open hour where whatever question you've got about home improvement, maintenance, or remodeling, let us put our 45 years of repairing, remodeling Arizona homes to work for you. You call us on the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. The lines were already lit up at the break. People still wanting to know who that personal trainer was we had on last week. So, there you go. 1-888-767-4348. Rounding up a couple great hours. Just finished the outdoor living segment with Greg Peterson, the urban farmer, talking about fruit trees. Man, was that a packed hour of information. 7 o'clock this morning, we had Sue Black on, the executive director of Arizona State Parks, to congratulate her for winning the best-run state park system in the entire country. Yes, right here in Arizona, she and the entire team at State Parks won that award. Congratulations. Now, listen, I want everybody, I got to get up on one of my soapboxes here. I want everybody who can right now to make their way to their computer, sit down, log in, and go to APS.com if you are an APS customer. What I've got to show you is extremely, extremely important, okay? So while you are making your way to the computer and logging on to APS.com, if you are an APS customer, I want to talk to you about this concept we help promote for the last 15 years called super cooling, where you can actually lower the temperature of the thermostat in your home, make your home cooler, more comfortable, right through the middle of the summer, and cut your electricity bill by as much as 30, 40, or even sometimes 50%. And a lot of people felt like if they were on SRP, they couldn't accomplish it. Well, I have right here in studio an actual SRP invoice from a family that lives in Chandler. In July, super cooling with SRP as their power provider, in 1 month, they saved $487. In 1 month, they saved $487. They had only been on super cooling 2.5 months. Right here on the invoice, it says in the savings for the last 12 months are $1,300. They saved $1,300 in 2.5 months. And when you meet this guy at the grocery store, his eyes are big as pancakes. He's foaming at the mouth, and he's not even talking about how much money he's saving. You know what he's talking about? How comfortable his house is. He doesn't even tell you he's doing it for 50% less. So for those of you who have felt SRP can't work the super cooling method, I'm telling you, I've got hundreds of people at SRP that are saving money, super cooling, and count your blessings.
And SRP's, what's happening at APS is pretty much already what happened at SRP, and he's still getting that.
He's still getting the savings. So, now, for those of you that went to APS, you know, you better know, that we have had a rate modification effective middle of August. None of you at APS are grandfathered into anything. It doesn't matter what plan you're currently on. You are going to be changed, okay? Chances are, unless you are really astute at reading your utility bill, you are going to have to stop supercooling before next summer. And there are ways we're still going to be able to do it, but you're going to have to be super, super sharp. That we are going to get flooded with phone calls come June and July, summer 2018, Romy, of people who have adopted super cooling, aren't paying attention to the rate change, and they go to Super Cool next summer, and they are going to see price increases on their bill of up to 100%. It will be twice what it was summer of 2017. Okay, so for those of you that are on APS.com, I want you to scroll all the way down on the homepage, and there is, at the far left corner, there is a tab there that says Compare Service Plans. Click on that, and you will be able to come to a sheet that allows you to compare and apply. Click on that tab. And as it processes, it goes to the next sheet that's called Service Plan Compare. You've got Premium Choice Large, Saver Choice Plus, Saver Choice Max. I want you to click on each one of those separately. Click on Premier Choice Large and then hit Compare. APS's calculator will automatically calculate for you what your new bill will be under that particular plan. Then go to Saver Choice. Then go to Saver Choice Plus. Then go to Saver Choice Max. I actually did it for all four. Oh, and Jennifer, by the way, when you log in to Jennifer's APS account, you owe them 60 cents. So I just thought I'd bring that up. Do you think they'll disconnect us? We're overdue 60 cents.
She's on the phone right now with them. And she's like, wait, I'm looking for loose change right now.
Total amount due, it's overdue at effective October 19th. We're overdue 60 cents. I don't know how that happened, but hopefully they won't disconnect us for that. So this is Rosie's house, okay? I went and I hit the compare all the different programs, the four different programs. Since the rate change, what they call the transition rate, since the middle of August, my power bill has gone up 17% and I've used 3% less electricity. I've gone up 17% using less electricity. Okay, so we've got the four different plans. At Rosie's house, if I go to the Saver Choice, Premium Choice Large, my bill is going to go up 57%.
Oh, that's all? That's all?
57%.
Ah.
That's according to APS's calculator. If I go to the Saver Choice, my bill's going to go up 36%.
Oh,
if I go
better.
To Saver Choice Plus, my bill's going to go up 41%. And if I go to Saver Choice Max, it's going to be 41%. Now, I'm going to beat these, but I'm going to beat them because I have a load controller on my house, an energy management computer that I'm going to be able to manipulate my consumption in a way that I won't see these. But this is a red consumer alert. If you have been super cooling according to Rosie's formula the last 15 years, you are going to have to pay attention and change what you do for the oncoming summer. Look at this guy. Charged his Tesla, 20 kWs, 4 hours. Energy bill, $1,300. He charged it on peak.
One of our popular features here at Rosie on the House is our events calendar. We cover and highlight different events, festivals, fun things to do as a family. They may be educational, they may be recreational, they may be culinary, whatever. If it's interesting to us, we feel it would be interesting to you, the listener. And one of those examples is the Marana Earth Festival. And joining us now on the line is Mark Mittelstadt, the Marana Chamber of Commerce events organizer. Tell us a little bit more about what they have planned in the up-and-coming Marana, Arizona. And I say up-and-coming, I don't mean that insulting. Y'all have been a great established community for a long, long time. But there was a recent article that ranked y'all in the top 10 of Arizona growing cities. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Pretty good for a 40-year-old. Well, it's an annual event. This will be the third year for it. We are trying to promote the idea of sustainability and all the various things that entails. Wise use of energy, wise use of resources, making the best choices as far as our families and our businesses, in construction, just our day-to-day life, that is making people aware of the importance of sustainability, of being kind to the earth, how we can do things a little bit better.
November 4th.
From noon to 5 at the Tucson Premium Outlets at the intersection of Interstate 10 and Twin Peaks Road.
And this is designed as an event for the entire family.
That's correct. We have three principal areas of activity. We have sustainability, we have education, and we have Marana Foods. The education will be, we have about a dozen participants in that, including the Marana Unified School District, Treasures for Teachers, the University of Arizona, Pima Community College, and in a nonprofit that works with the Tucson Electrical Power Company. So they'll have a lot of activities for kids, planting things that they can take home, building irrigation systems, which, you know, oh boy, if somebody gets wet, well, that's too bad in the desert, but that's what will happen. We have recycling, where the Marana School District will have talented and gifted students there working with the young people in terms of making things out of recycled items.
And this is a free event?
It is free. The Marana Foods part of it, we will be giving out free food samples. The executive chef from the Ritz-Carlton at Dove Mountain, who uses a lot of Marana food products, will be there showing some of what he does, handing out samples. The Screamery, a popular ice cream place here in the Tucson, Marana area, they use cream from grass-fed cows and honey in some of their flavors from a local bee grower harvest.
That's next Saturday. You can make plans and get all the details at rosieonthehouse.com, or you can go directly to MaranaEarthFestival.com. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.